response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
As we get set for, you know, the NBA's postseason, and, you know, the Knicks and Nets both going to be in it. The NHL, I know the Islanders are struggling a little bit. I was actually at the game Saturday night. Islanders, you know, trying to make sure they hang on to that final playoff spot. And you got, obviously, opening day this week. Once the baseball officially gets underway, it's going to be great. I know, you know, people have been into the tournament. I have not. Fleegs has been in the March Madness stuff. It just, and look, this March Madness has played the way that they said it would coming in, where it was a wide-open tournament. Well, it's shown to be that way, where, you know, the one seed's going down all over the place. I don't know. For me, I didn't do the bracket. I'm just not into it. But anyway, that's a big deal, having the Final Four all set. You got, as we said, opening day this week coming up on Thursday. And then you look at the postseason with the NBA, where the Knicks down the stretch here, you know, should be in a good spot. Thank you to the Nets struggling. Even though the Knicks have lost three in a row, the Nets losing one, you know, helps them here. They now have that two-game cushion. And you expect that they are going to be in that five spot, which would be, you know, an opportunity for them to go take on a Cleveland Cavaliers team that is better than they are, but still gives them an opportunity to go out there and win. It's just a matter of having Jalen Brunson healthy here and fully healthy, and keeping Julius Randle, you know, not having Randle self-sabotage. And that has been an issue. And I'm not sure what the issue is exactly with Julius Randle. We saw it a year ago. We don't know if that's going to continue to be a problem for this team. Now, if the Knicks, for whatever reason, cannot win a first-round series this year, you know, with Randle being one of the guys coming off an all-star year, it's going to be an issue. Meaning, moving forward, how are you going to build this team? You can't keep it the same way. I know Knicks fans are paying attention to the Mavericks, too, because the Mavs fall into the lottery, out of the postseason in the lottery. The Knicks won't have their, you know, top 10 pick this year, and the Mavs are going the wrong way. They've lost four straight, so that's not looking good. You want their first round pick ASAP. You know, like it to be that number 11 pick. But either way, how do you, if you're the Knicks, build this team differently next year? If it fails again this year, like, what's going to be the change? You can't just run it back again and say, okay, yeah, these big three are going to be able to get the job done again with Brunson, Randle, and, you know, big three. I mean, you can even call RJ Barrett a big three. Maybe Quickly takes another step forward. Maybe Grimes takes a step forward. Anyway, you get the point. We're getting down to it now, where playoff basketball is going to be a focal point as we're headed down the stretch with this Knicks team. And without now maybe being overly concerned about, you know, because there was a thought last week that maybe the Knicks would start to fall a little bit out of the five spot, potentially into the seventh spot. That does not appear to be the case. And they do have a big game coming up with Miami on Wednesday. Knicks will play later on tonight at home against Houston, then at home at the Garden on Wednesday. That should be a game. Maybe they try to go to that Heat game Wednesday night. Although, who knows with the tickets, and you might as well just save up for postseason at this point. But the Knicks, with, you know, seven games left, are two with the Pacers. We mentioned the Rockets and the Heat. They have one with the Cavs, a little playoff preview right there. They have one with the Wizards and Pelicans as well, so that'll round out the Knicks' schedule. But seven games left, you know, they should be the five spot or the five seed. Even with Miami losing one, you know, that helps. That helps the, you know, Knicks out, with Miami losing, with Brooklyn beating the Heat, so that helps the Knicks out a little bit. You know, as far as the seeding goes, you're worried about Miami, who the Knicks have to beat to have the tiebreaker over them. You know, whatever. The seeding is, I guess you get caught up in the minutiae of the seeding a little bit too much, but the Knicks do need to. The reason why we get caught up in it is because the Knicks need to be able to go out there and take care of business in the first round. I mean, that's what their season is going to depend on. If they will have success this year, is going to be whether or not they win that first round matchup. And they're not going to be able to do it in any other spot outside of the five. Because they're not as good. I mean, look, they're not as good as the Cavs, but at least they have a puncher's chance in that game. They're not as good as the Sixers. They would not be able to beat the Sixers in a first-round matchup if they fell to the sixth seed.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.